Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for an increasing chance of rain over the next few days, with afternoon highs in the 80s. Let's get things started with COVID. Most working-age Americans who died of COVID during the first year of the pandemic were essential workers that required on-site attendance. That's according to a recently published study led by a University of South Florida epidemiologist. The study looks back on COVID-19 deaths in 2020 and affirms what many had already known or suspected, that Americans who could not work from home and who labored in low-paying jobs bore the brunt of deaths. The findings left the researchers with 2 takeaways: that essential workers need more protections during a pandemic, and that society's desire to return to normal will mean different things for different people. In food news, the latest destination in Wynwood isn't just a restaurant. It's 2 restaurants and a new nightlife venue. Birdo is now open on North Miami Avenue. The main menu at Birdo serves up American fare, including bowls, pizzas, and burgers. Also on the premises is a taqueria designed for grab-and-go purchases. After sundown, when the high-tech sound and lighting systems fire up, bottle service is available. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In real estate, retirees and golf lovers may soon be lining up for new affordable housing that's in the pipeline for Northern Miami Beach. 2 senior affordable housing developments are planned steps from the Normandy Shores Golf Course. The Breeze and the Vista will be for people 62 and older. Units will rent between $478 and $1,366 a month, depending on the renter's income. In law enforcement news, the so-called pillowcase rapist is suspected of attacking dozens of women across South Florida in the 1980s. Now he has been charged with 6 cases in Broward County. The Broward Sheriff's Office made the announcement 2 years after Robert Kohler was first arrested on allegations he raped a woman in Northwest Miami-Dade in 1983. He has been jailed since, awaiting trial in Miami on the charge. The Sheriff's Office Cold Case Unit said that it also used DNA technology to identify the 62-year-old Kohler as the man behind the June 1984 attack on a woman in Pompano Beach. That led to charges in 6 total cases in Broward. Kohler's trial in Miami-Dade is scheduled for June 21, although the date could get pushed back. He'll stand trial in Broward County after his Miami-Dade case is over. And finally, a crash involving 17 dogs took a surprising turn when responding police officers decided to book the terrified dogs into a nice hotel for the night. It happened in Ocala. In the hours that followed, the department's midnight shift was able to find a hotel that had enough space for the drivers and the 17 dogs. A photo shows the dogs arrived by ambulance before being taken to their room on luggage racks. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.